Good evening and welcome to Encounter, our midweek service of prayer and presence. We're so glad that you are joining us this evening, whether you're here in the theater or joining us online. Just a couple of notes. Tonight, we welcome Corbin Smith to bring a word to us. He is a member of our congregation, and he's going to be sharing about his encounter with Jesus. Next week is spring break for Metro Schools, so we will not have our Wednesday night meal. Excuse me. And we will not have Encounter next week. The following week, we will not have Encounter. However, we will be having supper and storytelling. So you're welcome to RSVP and sign up for the meal and then come to the theater or join us online where we will hear stories of this congregation and stories from folks in our congregation who want to share about their experiences of West End. So we, I think it'll be a fun evening. So that's the next 2 weeks. And then the following week, we will have our final encounter for our semester. And Patrick McAnally will be joining us to share a word as well. So with all that in mind, let us open our hearts and minds to encounter the living Christ this evening. Would you rise in body or in spirit as we sing together, "What Wondrous Love Is This?" Join me in our opening prayer. Jesus, we seek an encounter with you this night. We are open and our spirits are willing to receive your grace. Help us to clear away the clutter and the chaos. May we let go of all that holds us down and holds us back from your living water. O Jesus, come and fill us up so that we may never thirst again. We ask all things in the name of the one who calls us beloved. Amen. And now I invite you to join in our prayer of confession. God of living waters, we confess that we have often turned from you and wandered into the wilderness of fear and doubt. Our mounting thirst can only be quenched by your redeeming love. Yet when love is offered to us, we often turn away, unable to believe that you would heal and love us. Forgive us when we act in unloving ways. Forgive us when we choose to ignore those in need. Forgive us and heal us, merciful God. Wash us again in living water and help us to be faithful servants. Amen. I invite you now into a time of silent confession. You can be seated. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. It's wonderful to be with you. Before I begin, I'd like to thank Aaron Racine for thinking of me and giving me the opportunity to share a message this evening. For a brief introduction, my name is Corbin Smith, and my wife, Paige, along with our 19-month-old son, Roger, are members here at West End. Paige and I are originally from Kentucky and moved to Nashville in 2018. We began visiting West End shortly after moving to Nashville and joined the church in the fall of 2019. Some of you may have already seen in Pastor Carol's Monday meditation email, the scripture verse that will be read this Sunday is John chapter 4, verses 5 through 19, 25 through 30, and 39. This scripture passage covers the story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman. I would imagine some of you are familiar with this story, but to refresh our memories, I think it would be helpful to read the first part of this passage now. John chapter 4, verses 5 through 19 says, "So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me a drink?' His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.' Jesus answered her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' 'Sir,' the woman said, 'you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?' Jesus answered, 'Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.' He told her, 'Go, call your husband and come back.' "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband." "What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet." That ends the scripture passage. When I read and study scripture, something I have found helpful that often allows the passage to speak to me in different ways is to continue to ask questions. Sometimes the questions that arise result in nothing but more questions and few answers. But there are other times when a question pulls at my heart and leads me down a path that resonates with my own life experience. A few important questions that arose for me when studying this passage include the following. What occurred in the Samaritan woman's life prior to this point in time that resulted in her having five husbands? What need of her own was the Samaritan woman possibly trying to meet by having had five husbands and being with another man at the time who was not her husband? Could it be that circumstances not of her own choosing earlier in her life led her down this path? Throughout our lives, each of us has experiences, good and bad, some resulting from choices we have made, while others result from things that happen to us when choice was not available to us. These experiences may lead us down paths that result in failed attempts to fulfill a need of ours. Or maybe we naturally gravitate toward particular outlets in an attempt to fulfill a need. In whatever way that shows up in your life, one of the messages this passage seems to be getting across is that God meets us where we are in that particular moment of life. He comes alongside us and surrounds us with his grace to show us that there is an alternative path we can choose to truly get that need met, similar to the invitation that he offered to the Samaritan woman. Notice that Jesus didn't immediately ridicule or shame the Samaritan woman. He began interacting with her and gradually drew her in. When I reflect upon my own life, my encounters with Jesus have not been burning bush moments like Moses experienced. Rather, they have been quieter, more discreet experiences, similar to what the Samaritan woman experienced in this passage, where I feel as if God was ever so gently wooing me closer to him with his grace to show me a different path forward available to me. Over time, I have come to learn that having this experience is okay and to not be discouraged when we don't have burning bush type moments. If anything, this further exemplifies the beauty of the divine nature of God, appealing to us in ways that are unique to us. So you might be asking, what does God gently wooing you closer to him with his grace look or feel like? Well, we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made human beings. Our bodies possess a fascinating wisdom within them that speaks to us in different ways if we take the time and space to listen. Recently, I had an important decision regarding an aspect of my professional life that I had been discerning for a few months. How I ultimately came to a decision is that one option simply just felt right. I had no lightning bolt moment or message in the clouds that gave me clear direction. It was as if my body felt a sense of ease, an ever so gentle nudge when considering one option over another. We worship a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And part of me wonders if that is one of the ways in which God, through the Holy Spirit, ever so quietly and gently appeals to us through what may seem simply as a gut instinct or something that just feels right. So, with that, I'd like to offer an invitation that you consider taking time and space to reflect on how God may be gently wooing you in your own life, and how the Holy Spirit may be appealing to you through your body. Thank you.
My star, my son, and in the
Let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for our bodies, for the ways they communicate to us, for the ways you work through our bodies to share your love and your grace with us and with others. We pray this night for the whole church, for all leaders and ministers, and all the people of God. Wash us through and through and cleanse us from our sin. We pray for our nation and for all the nations of the earth and for all who govern and judge. We pray for those who hunger, those who thirst, those who cry out for justice, those who live under the threat of terror, and those without a place to lay their head. We pray for all who are ill or in pain, and for those under stress. We pray for those who are lonely. O God, this night, in the quiet now, we lift up to you those who are on our hearts this night. Loving God, all of our prayers, both those that have been spoken aloud and those on our hearts, we offer to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, the one who loves us, as we pray the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to rise in body or in spirit and join in singing When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
When I survey
go forth this night knowing that love so amazing and so divine goes with you. May you go in peace. Amen.